This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Yeah, we've applied our deodorant, went to the bathroom, washed our hands, 6 feet apart, and no masks, but... Denise said, you know what, this is really going fast. We're having a great time. I hope you're having as good a time as Denise, Todd, Cal, and I have doing Radio Law Talk. We just really love this show and are committed to you out there to give you a little bit of entertainment and sometimes just maybe throw out something that's informative that you're going to enjoy. I think some of the topics we talk about are things you'll never know about. I mean, you don't hear them in the mainstream press. The, you know, Alki David we're going to talk about, the Britney Spears, the latest thing, you know, a ski resort being sued and why. Some very interesting stories that we bring up, but I think is really entertaining and informative. If you want to call in, you can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. Shout out to our new affiliates this week would be KCPX 1490 AM in Spanish Valley, Utah. That's kind of the Moab area. Beautiful, beautiful part of southern Utah that is absolutely gorgeous with those red, I call them the Red Hills area. I've been to Arches National Park. I don't know if any of you have. Arches National Park is gorgeous. Then we have KRMS, 1150 AM are the translators, and we've got 97.5 FM and 103.3 FM in Osaga?
Osage.
Osage? I can never say it right, and I apologize.
Osaga sounds too much like that city
Osage.
In Japan.
Osage. Yeah. Osage Beach, Missouri. Again, Osage Beach, Missouri. Welcome, and thank you for being here. We really appreciate your support. Tell everybody else. And we're gaining more and more people. And you know we're gaining listenership because now we're getting negative emails. And Cal, you have to say, and I can't remember exactly what it said, but I'm thank you for sending that email. I don't know if it was a joke, and if it wasn't a joke,
I didn't get to see that.
Cal, what did it say, Cal?
Well, I said, I promise if you stay tuned, I promise we'll be right back. And the guy sent me an email and said, how about if we don't stay? Do you promise you'll leave?
Oh, that's great. That's just like Cal not winning the Emmy Award. You
know? Now that's clever.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. So hopefully you don't leave and you like our show. But we're gonna have a case or no case in a few minutes. We're gonna talk about the latest from a guy named Alki David. If you don't know who he is, you will. This is more being entertained. You're gonna be entertained about that. We're gonna talk about Tahoe Ski Resort lawsuit. That's very interesting.
That one cracked me up.
Yeah, there's very interesting issues about that. You're like, why is that interesting? You're going to find out. But the most important thing that everybody does here is they come for one thing and one thing only, and that's Cal's case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
I don't know if you see many magic acts on the internet, but there is a guy there named Matt who is really, really good. And he has a cute little, I guess girlfriend or spouse or significant other that he uses as his assistant or foil, as it were, in his YouTube and live streaming presentations. You know, sort of, I guess you could say an assistant. Her name is Janelle. So a trick he tried with Janelle being the, you know, the person involved also, involved him taking a standard dishcloth, type cloth, two of them, and putting it in her pants, and then going presto chango and pulling off her underwear.
What?
While her pants still on, live.
No.
The issue is the trick worked fine.
I tried that once, too.
But Janelle's pants did not. Her pants fell down, exposing her female bits to those who were watching the video live.
Was she trying to run the 40?
Briefly.
Okay. Sorry. Flashback to last week's case. You know,
see what I did there briefly? Yeah. But
We're getting third hour antics.
But it was live, and Matt posted the video anyway. And Janelle was, shall we say, exposed for a brief moment, and the web went crazy.
Really?
Offended people, censors in their home nation of Britain, and Janelle was the one who got the bad end of it. No pun intended.
She didn't get the bad end. She's probably got 100,000 more followers after that.
Well, there may be. She got fined £25,000 by the European Union Censor Board. New Zealand decided to ban her. Australia the same. I mean, this just did not go well for her. And she said, you know, I know he's my mate, and I know, but you know what? He's costing me a lot of money. I have to get my money back from him. I've got to pay these fines. And so she sought legal counsel. And so I ask you, my good friends, ladies and gentlemen, case or no case? And
do you have a year on this?
This was recently, like in 2018. Yeah, this just happened. Yeah.
If it's actually a case.
If it's a real scenario, yes, yeah, or yeah. A case or whatever. So that's, recent at any rate.
Okay, this is funny.
It is hilarious.
It's detailed. It's a little naughty.
Well.
And I know that means it is Cal's sense of humor, and it is not a case. And there's another reason, but I'm not going to say
what
it is.
Are you suggesting that my sense of humor is naughty?
A little.
Every once
edgy.
In a while.
Well, let's put it this way.
Every once in a while. Yeah.
A little cheeky.
Oh. As it were. Mr. Penny, do you think this is a case?
I don't know how he does pull the underwear off without the pants falling off.
Well, all I know is I saw the trick.
I'm trying to figure out how to pull the pants off without the underwear
falling
off.
He had two cloths.
Let alone.
He had two rags, and he pulled it out, and there in between them was a red thong. And she said, I don't have any underwear. I don't have any pants on. I mean, you know, it's out there. Yeah,
that's
pretty interesting.
Is that one of those books you read that you sit on your bathroom?
No, it's not a bathroom reader book.
Okay. You know, I
had to do extensive research on this.
And it's not Sex and Civilization.
By the way, I'm going to, after this, go to Radio Law Talk Twitter. I'm going to tweet out a picture of, because Cal, I go to the main office, and he's got his bathroom books there, and I always look to see what the latest book is. I will tweet out after I do the case or no case, the latest picture that I took.
I'll also show you my perpetually pleasing bathroom reader from Uncle John's and my weird and universal trivia. So I have many.
Oh, he's got some great.
I'm a well-read man of light reading.
Now I know what to get you for Christmas.
Okay, I'm going to say this is a really interesting case, but it's a scenario and not a case. And I think she got more publicity off that and became more famous because we're here all the way from Britain, we're hearing about it in the United States, and Radio Law Talk is pushing it nationwide because we're a nationwide affiliated radio show that is pushing her out to the nth degree. And her name was Janelle, so that's not getting her pushed very good, though.
Okay, so that's that. Mr. Kunin,
no
do you say that case or no case, Mr. Kunin? What say you, my friend?
I think it's a case, and I don't think she recovers anything for this reason. In order for her to be personally taken to task by the European Union and New Zealand, the person they'd be taking to task is the person that had control over what gets published on the website. Not the person that's published, but the person that has control over what is published on YouTube.
Matt.
And if she was truly taken to task by everyone else, that means she's the one who had the control over what got posted. She can't be taken to task because of what somebody else did. So I say it's a case. She recovers nothing.
Well, it was her body part.
Case, and she recovers nothing. Well, I'm looking at Alki. I'm going to do that bathroom tweet in a second here. But after we do case or no case, we're going to talk about Alki David. I'm looking at his Instagram, which he would love you to follow. He loves publicity.
Here's what I'm going to do for you guys right now because you have so much to cover.
What?
Those of you who say it was a case, may I see that? You say it was a case.
Oh, yes.
You know why it wasn't a case? Can I tell you what gave it away?
What?
It if it was a fine from the EU, you said it was 25,000 pounds, and it wouldn't be pounds
in euros.
Euros,
wouldn't it? That's a good point.
All right.
There
is
a magician who does that, and he did that trick, but her pants stayed up. So anyway.
Guess what that means. Hello.
We'll see ya.
Did you win?
I just won.
Oh, the winner, winner, chicken dinner. We'll
ding,
be back.
Ding, ding, ding. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk in just a minute. Right here. Don't go away. Fred, Denise, and Todd will continue after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rothback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late-night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Oh, stop it.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
we got Alki David to talk about it. Before we do that, I just want to remind you, remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. We're not giving advice. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or go to www.radiolawtalk.com. Listen to our old podcasts. We love emails. info@radiolawtalk.com. If you do info@radiolawtalk.com and email us during the week, because a lot of these replay during the week on stations, we'd love to hear from you. Again, Alki David is being sued again for sexual battery. He is a very interesting fella that is a there's argument he's a billionaire. I don't think he's worth billions with a B, but he is a very wealthy man, and he got sued earlier in the year, this past year, in 2019 I'm talking about, and three L.A. juries awarded damages in various levels of misconduct, including one judgment worth $58 million. And now this is another case coming, and he's acting as his own attorney. So I got to tweet out. I promise I'd tweet out a picture of Cal's bathroom reading, and I'm going to tweet that right now while Denise and Todd talk a little bit about what this lawsuit's about and what's going on with this one.
Well, he is very wealthy. A lot of his wealth comes from the fact that he's a Greek billionaire heir, a member of the Leventis family. They have a lot of holdings internationally. They own Coca-Cola, Hellenic bottling
plants. Part of Coca-Cola, yeah.
In 28, the Coca-Cola Hellenic bottling
plants. Oh, bottling plants.
Yeah. In 28 different countries. And so a lot of different holdings. But he has focused primarily recently on the film industry, being a film producer and stuff. And that's where he's been. He's rumored to be maybe associated with Prince Harry and some interesting business ventures in California. We'll look to see if that materializes. But essentially, we'd covered him in the past because he was representing himself or had other representatives in lawsuits. And what was really coming out was his, how should we put this, Denise, flamboyant behavior, antics in the courtroom, talking back to judges in ways that lawyers would never even dream of talking. And so he had this persona of being over the top, and he was living up to that. Well, that seemed to have died down. The news about that seemed to have died down a bit. But recently, he's facing another lawsuit. And it comes from, and this is the part that I have a little difficulty with, it comes from an anonymous plaintiff who is alleging that he sexually assaulted her back in, I think it was March of 2019, and that it was, it was a course of conduct that had occurred previous to that, but he is now facing these charges from an anonymous plaintiff. Denise,
are they civil or criminal?
These are civil charges.
Yeah, civil.
Okay.
Yes, it's not. And that is another thing that is, look, anytime somebody, especially on a recent case, chooses to go the civil route and not the criminal route, and by the way, you don't have to pick or choose. You can go, you can do both, right? You don't have to choose one or the other. When they don't choose to pursue something criminally, I think that the natural reaction from any legal representative who might be representing him as a defendant in those would be, hold on a second here. Why is it that you didn't want to go the criminal route versus the civil route? And it makes it immediately think that this is a money grab versus something else. That's the first reaction, all right? Whether or not that is true and materializes is beside the point, but I think that's the first reaction that somebody would have. But these are the legal challenges that he's filing. Denise, what do we have here in this as far as the allegations are concerned?
Well, this is kind of an interesting complaint because there is a history. This plaintiff, who is known as Joan or Jane Doe right now, she used to work for him at several different companies, and she quit. She was let go, and there was some different at each company. A little different happened, but what was common to all of this was his very strange alleged behavior and off behavior.
Off color.
Yeah, off color.
Sexually off color.
Kind of strange. Not necessarily every time a battery, but just something that was, she alleges makes her uncomfortable. So the last time she is employed by him. And it's a CBD startup company.
Right.
And it's called Swissix. I think is how it's said. I'm not sure. Swiss X or Swiss X. But,
well, we just gave him some publicity there.
Yeah. There so she, go. Well, and so she alleges that this company is promoting CBD oil and that on this particular occasion, he encouraged her to take the CBD oil and then he forced himself on her.
But she got woozy, she claims. Got a little woozy.
Yeah, dazed. And then even the next day that it still was impacting her.
Yes.
So she felt like it was not just CBD. She felt like the oil had other intoxicants in it. And then she was battered by him,
right.
Sexually battered.
What's interesting about this guy is prior, now he's his own attorney in this, but here's some, a law said, this is back, you know, a number of times what's going on. He's getting sanctioned by the courts. If you do antics or do things, the court sanctions you. And he's, you know, he says, I'm a British citizen. You can't sanction me and I'm not going to pay for it. And by the way, this is what he's telling judges, you know, and he, in these specific cases, he's his own attorney. And as Todd brought up, the corporation is hiring their own attorney to protect the corporation that he
separate
owns.
Separate, distinct from him.
Yeah, to protect themselves from him.
Yeah, and he got sanctioned for discovery abuse. That means he refused to engage in discovery or have his deposition taken.
And he says stuff in court.
Oh, my gosh.
And yells at people and, quote, bumped into the other counsel. Oh, I just accidentally bumped into him. There was nothing. And so there's a lot of things going on that these antics are just crazy.
Right.
What do you think this is, a presidential debate?
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that in the complaint, this is the plaintiff's complaint, Jane Doe's complaint, she describes herself as a religious, timid, and trusting 33-year-old woman who works in the entertainment industry as a promoter, marketer, and a model. Now, promoter, marketer, and a model in the entertainment industry seem to be not in connection with timid, trusting, and religious. They just seem to be not quite the same thing. I guarantee you that's something that the defense would be looking at.
Well,
maybe undercut.
We're going to come back and follow up with this, and then we're going to talk about a sad autistic teen golf cart case. We'll be back.
We have a lot more Radio Law Talk coming up. All you have to do, stay tuned, and the show will be back after we take a brief break. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In, ready to grow with you.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's P-E-N-N-E-Y Lawyer.com.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
What was once Hurricane Delta has now been downgraded to a tropical depression as it dumps heavy rain across northeastern Louisiana and western Mississippi. The storm made landfall as a Category 2 hurricane on Friday, and the cleanup begins in Louisiana.
This is going to be a difficult journey for all of us. So about 6 weeks ago, we had Laura did significant damage to those parishes on the Gulf Coast, Calcasieu and Cameron and others. This path of Delta, nearly the same as Laura. So again, right now we're assessing new damage.
FEMA Director Peter Gaynor speaking there on Fox News. President Trump delivering remarks at what's being billed a peaceful protest for law and order on the south lawn of the White House. Vice President Pence also campaigning in Florida. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Is this real life?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So anyway, we're finishing up on the Alki David is being sued again, but I don't want to give him any more publicity than we basically already have. But an interesting before the prior cases we talked about that he got hit with millions of dollars, he would just burst out in court and say things, and the court judge would say stop, and he wouldn't, and the guy's been fined multiple times court.
If he truly is worth billions, and he says he is, then unless the court is going to put him in jail for contempt for what he does, any fine that the court levies to somebody that has that much money, and that would be like somebody telling me, you're in contempt. Now, put a nickel in the swear jar.
Okay. Especially when he sees like it's a game, Todd. Apparently, it would appear that he's just enjoying jousting with the court, so he must have a lot of money to throw.
Wait a second. Would this be yet again another example of a celebrity using the court process to boost their own popularity?
I said I didn't know he was worth it, but it
is.
He is
worth it.
According to Celebrity net worth, he's worth $1.9 billion with a B.
I don't know how he gets by.
I don't know. I feel for him. Why don't you just shut up?
How does he keep food on the table?
What I'm just wondering is, you know, when you're doing that, you just kind of say, you know what, why don't I just lay low a little bit?
Yeah.
Just lay low. And, you know, just leave the ladies alone. At least it's all allegations. And, by the way, the other ones were allegations, but the jury found him at fault and hit him with millions of dollars.
I thought some was punitive, wasn't it?
I don't remember, but it was $58 million on one of them.
Yeah.
But, or a couple of them combined. But it's like, time to, like, just back off a little bit. Don't you think he needs a Kelly Conway? I've heard from the story that she's really good. Kelly Conway just, look, and this is a political issue, but I know that she's awesome. It's like, Kelly Conway, look, you got $1.9 billion. Grab Kelly Conway to walk around with you, and don't do anything to her. Don't
and stay away from her teenage daughter.
Yeah, and guess what? And let her just tell you what to do, and then life will be easy, don't you
now,
think?
Now, did he pay these fines?
I don't know.
No, he's appealed them.
Oh.
So it's on appeal right now.
The jury verdict's
really on? That's what I mean.
No, it's on appeal.
Not fines, jury verdict.
Jury verdict. Yeah. On appeal,
on appeal.
Man.
Wow.
On appeal. But you know what? I think the good thing, I know as lawyers sometimes it's like, is it a collectible action? Yes. You're going to be able to.
Yes, it is.
Well, there's a tragic thing. I don't want to get in detail. It was sad in Santa Ana, California, Southern California high school. Apparently, there was an autistic teen that they didn't watch close enough, and apparently he went out allegedly. And well, we know he did. He got on a cart and was riding around in a cart on the school property and got in an accident and passed away, and that's sad. But the $7.5 million settlement for that, but that was
for the school district failing to properly supervise him.
So.
And they also alleged that the cart was turned on. It's an electric cart,
yeah.
And that it was able to, and it was turned on and
ready
operational,
start.
Ready
yeah.
just to push it and start it.
Sorry. Someone probably left it sitting there.
For golf carts, I would just say that's very common. Look, when you go out golfing,
you don't
turn your golf cart on and off every time. You just get on and press the gas, and it's always there.
Right.
And when you press the gas, it engages the electronics, or if it's a motor gas-powered one, and you go. I think that the allegations in this one were that the teen, being autistic, threw temper tantrums, and it was in the middle of a tantrum that he got onto the golf cart and hit the accelerator and smashed into something.
Yeah.
So that was how that happened. And it's common.
Tragedy.
It's common in high schools for the faculty to use the golf carts to get around to different areas.
And there, it is common to have a lot of golf cart accidents, by the way.
Yeah.
Not just going outside this. On the golf course, people let their kids use it and stuff like that. And there's a lot of golf cart accidents. In fact, we have gotten calls about golf cart accidents before.
Did you know that technically, if you, at least in the state of California, but in other jurisdictions as well, if you're on the golf course and you've been drinking, right?
Which is very rare.
Yes. And you have a blood alcohol level.
Have I got a pink ball this time?
You have a blood alcohol level of 0.08 or higher. You can be DUI.
Really?
Yes.
There's a criminal lawyer
just
thing.
Like piloting a boat, right?
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, let's move on. What's the ski resort? Let's talk about the ski resort. This is the one that Todd. This is one that Todd loves.
This,
Tahoe Ski Resort.
This one to me is the equivalent of. Well, I'm just going to say that this one here reminds me of a situation where you have a small-time plaintiff and a big-time defendant, and after the complaint is filed or the threats are made, the big-time defendant essentially takes a Xerox copy of their middle finger and files that back in your letter saying, this is what I think about your case. You want to do it, bring it on, because that's kind of what happened here.
So I got your response right here.
Yeah, so essentially what happened, this takes place, this originates in a ski resort that is on the California side of the border up in the Tahoe ski resort area. You can be on the Nevada side, California side. This was on the California side. And there were a couple of guys who were locals. They live up there. They practice up there, and they like to, in the winter, go and they take in a couple of runs, and then they get in their car and they drive to their work. They didn't have season passes necessarily. They just took in a couple of runs, and parking, they usually were able to buy a season pass that would cover the parking close to the runs they wanted, and it was,
$600. The season pass would cover the skiing and the parking.
And it was a $600 fee for the parking, and that's what they would do. You know, $600 for the year of parking, that's not bad. Well, they purchased if you're going to use it like every day, right? So they purchased their passes for their $600, but when they went to go park, they saw that there was an additional fee. I believe it was $40 a day to park in the lot, even if you had the pass, which would then bump up their cost for parking for skiing that season to nearly $2,400, and they felt that they had been taken.
Yeah,
and one sued in small claims court and was able to prevail to get the cost of the original pass back
And he, yes.
But they still have to pay the $40 fee if they want to park there every day. And so they wanted to take on the big corporation out of Vail, Colorado, that owns the ski resort in California, and the big bad company out of Colorado came back and said, well, we'll fight you on this. And they fought. I mean, you're talking about a $2,500 thing, and the legal fees, if they had fought this, would have been up nearly $100,000.
So it's not a class action, though.
Not a class action. It was just this one guy taking on the big corporation. The other guy had his taken care of in small claims court. And
well, no, that was appealed. So when they appealed from the small claims court, that becomes an appeal to the Supreme Court, and attorneys are allowed.
That's right.
So what happened to that poor little, well, he was an attorney, but he was just an older 80-year-old attorney.
Yeah.
And when he won at the small claims court,
they can appeal.
They appealed, the other side appealed it, and they put like 20 attorneys on
it. Yeah, then it goes into the normal court system.
Then it goes in the normal court system, and you're talking about a whole bunch of attorneys defending this Vail Corporation, and this poor attorney is saying, what is this over $500 judgment? I don't understand. That's where the big bullying came from.
Yeah, that's why that, and that's not good, the publicity.
No,
that's right.
You don't want that publicity.
That's right.
But here's the thing. So the reason they impose, they say they impose, is look, they don't care if they hammer the local skier that wants to go. These resorts are making their money off people that come up from the Bay Area that stay for the weekend, not the local guy that comes in, so they're going to take them to task. But that's what happened, and eventually, I believe that the little guy just kind of had to walk away from it. There's not much he can do. He said, I'm not going to spend $20,000 enforce a $500 judgment that I could have gotten. That doesn't make any sense. And the fact is, the company knew that. It was an accounting issue, essentially, for the company. And it's just the big guy, the small guy loses out to the big corporation.
And it's a lawyer, too, but you know what? You're 80 years old. You know, you got other. Look, retirement's more important than this, so that's why he moved on.
All I can say is an 80-year-old guy hitting the runs up there every day.
That's
good for him, right?
Man, I'm 57, and I don't want to go hit one of those runs. I'll break my leg.
If I hit the run up there, I'd probably hit it on my backside and then break a hip. And
well, we're going to talk about the Supreme Court is here's a big issue is minor leaguers, and we only have 1 minute left, so we're going to pick it up the next segment. But those of you who don't know, Todd, and actually Cal has too, but Todd calls minor league baseball games. He is an announcer, so this is right up his little alley about these minor leaguers getting paid $7,500 annually. No, not monthly, annually for the year. And Todd will give us some interesting insight what else these minor league baseball players do. And there's a lawsuit that came forth saying we need to be paid minimum wage. We're going to talk about it when we come back.
Many minor leaguers thinking, where's Michael Jordan when we need him? Todd will probably highlight that as well. We'll continue with Radio Law Talk. Our final segment's coming up right after this.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you're one of those... Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
That is Armadillo. Stop whining.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Well, I ran to the bathroom, made it back just in time.
Woo! Yes, yes.
This is exciting. This is our last segment. You know, we have so much fun here, I don't know what else to do.
Most excitement we've had all day. Watching Fred run down the hallway.
I count like 10 seconds, coming! Here I come! But here's the important thing that I think is very interesting. Minor league players, I've known minor league players, so do you. You talk about the individuals in baseball that are the grinders. These are the, you know, all you hear about is, oh, baseball, look at the millions they're making, and football. But 90% of them are grinding in the minor leagues or lower divisions. Isn't that right?
That's right. And yeah, you have to consider that for every major league baseball club, there's a minor league system. And these are the things. You've got the Arizona Fall League. Then you have the Arizona Rookie League. They usually have each ball club, major league ball club, has two teams. The Giants, for example, had the orange team and the black team down in Arizona. Then you've got A-ball. Then you've got double A, triple A, and different things.
Oh, and the Minnesota
there.
Wood Bat League to specifically prepare hitters to get away from college aluminum bats to wooden bats.
Now
right?
Those are not typically affiliated with major league ball
well, the league,
leagues,
still, but not the teams, right?
And in those. In those, the, like the Woodbat leagues for college, I mean, often those are just there's a benefit to the player. They get to go ahead and show their wares, and if it's a league there, they may get a food stipend, but they're put up by a host family, and things go there. I mean, that's why they call it the farm system. Back in the day, they called it the farm system because the players would go play ball in a certain town at night, and they would work the farms in those Midwest
go pick turnips.
Cities and stuff like that during the day.
Right.
And so it was the farm system, but each team has a significant minor league system that they're affiliated with, and there are thousands of players in the system. Now, Major League Baseball recently contracted. They got rid of maybe 25% of the minor league ball clubs that they had out there because of the economics of the game. But the problem here is that the players, this is a job for them, full-time during the season. Now, a minor league season usually goes from late April up to late August. So it's that May, June, July, August, about a four and a half month season for minor league ball. But it's a full-time job for them during that minor league season, because it's not just the 3 hours that they're playing the game. They oftentimes they're required in single A and double A ball at least. They do a lot of the field maintenance. They do stuff. They got to work out. They got to go to the batting cages.
They're the ones that put like the chalk down the line.
Yes, they do everything. Yeah,
they
do it all.
Wow.
And in between, Todd, these are the same guys that they have a postseason meeting, and the coach says, you know, I'd like you to work on going to your left, and you got to learn how to hit a slider. And so even when they're not in the season, they're spending a lot of time either developing their skills and in pure physical condition. This, for most of these guys who really love the game, it's a full-time job.
And they're making $7,500 a year doing that, which is below minimum wage. So what happened is in 2014, a group of ball players decided that they were going to go ahead and file a class action lawsuit because, look, it's against federal law and most states that you're in, to pay your workers less than minimum wage, if they are indeed your employees. And the class action lawsuit ran into some challenges initially. Initially, the judge only let it be on behalf of California, claiming that those in Arizona and Florida were not similarly situated because of differences in laws. But that got changed, so now it could be for everyone, the class action lawsuit to deal with the minor leaguers, and that's going forward. Now, the Major League Baseball and the ball club have said, you know, that they're going to up it to $10,000 a year for these folks, but still, over the course of a 4.5 month season, and as Cal says, even beyond that, if you're doing things at the direction of the ball club, you know, personal workouts, hitting instruction, things that you go to, that is going to raise the stakes in terms of how much time you spend and how that $10,000 gets apportioned out based upon your hourly wage.
Well, it's not just the hourly wage portion. I think that's the most important. It is the overtime wage loss that becomes important. Because if you take the $7,500 and you divide it by 4 months and then you divide it for 120 hours a month, which would be full-time, it's a almost $16 an hour job. It's the overtime, which would be double time or time and a half, that puts us into the arena to where it's going to, in my opinion, it's going to have some traction.
It could. However, I mean, it would be overtime if they showed that they were spending more than, you know, from a federal basis, more than 40 hours a week working this, or in some states like the state of California, more than 8 hours a day or 40 hours in the week. However, as Cal said, this is a $7,500 stipend for the entire year. You might get that breakdown of $15 an hour if you just divide it by the 4.5 months.
Are you riding in a bus? You're riding in a company bus?
That's right.
Yeah.
All of that. I mean, that all stuff is technically somehow on the clock, are you not? If you're riding in a company vehicle from point A to point B, and you have to be there in order to do your job.
And what's more, what if you're a minor leaguer? Your season goes for basically the 4.5 months, May, June, July, August. But what if you were invited to spring training that starts the beginning of March, the Major League spring training? They're not paying you extra for that. Now the $7,500 is covering 2 extra months for March and April, which severely cuts into that. And that doesn't take into consideration the work that you're doing in October, November, December, January, and February on your own at the direction of the ball club.
Right.
And so this is an issue. They're just not being compensated enough.
Don't you think the reason that it's in California, well, this is California, Arizona, and Florida, right? The Supreme Court allowed all of the players from those states. And I'm kind of interested about what the minimum wage is in those states.
Right.
Because federal minimum wage is substantially less. It's like it's $7 and something, $7.25, I think.
Even
or
that,
something.
If you add up all the work they do, $7,500 is not even close, even at the $7 an hour. But these teams, they'll travel. That's the difference with an NFL player, and I've represented some of them before. It's they get taxed in every state because they're really playing and working in other states. And same with these baseball players.
Now, I will say this, that Major League Baseball, in my opinion, and the ball clubs have an incentive to reach a deal on this because there is a union. But it's the Major League Baseball Players Association. You don't become a member of the union until you get to the major leagues, and then you can collectively bargain for wages, hours, and working conditions. And if Major League Baseball doesn't capitulate and do good by the players in this, then they're going to run into a bunch of minor league players. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet, where the minor leaguers say, well, why don't we have a minor league baseball players union and try to unionize there over wages, hours, working conditions? Trust me, baseball doesn't want to go there.
They don't want that. Yeah.
They don't want there. They better do something.
That's a good point.
So there'll probably be another reduction in clubs if they lose this case. They're probably going to peel the back a little
bit. I think there's going to be anyway.
Yeah.
I just think that they're going to
COVID's
reduce
really, I think it's
going to
settle anyway. There's a lot going on with the COVID stuff and NFL, NBA.
I could see them waiting to settle until they figure out how many people will be part of the class, make sure they know where everything is. And once they know all the people are involved, then it becomes ripe for settlement. I think that's where it is right now.
Yeah, that's a very good point. But it took them 4 years to get to that point.
It did?
Crazy.
Did you have fun, Fred?
I've had fun being back. Thank you for letting me come back, Cal.
I'm glad you're here, Fred.
I appreciate you letting me come back.
Well, I was just
worried. We've had a wonderful time, all 3 hours of Radio Law Talk. Those of you who are new, go tell your friends. You can see us at RadioLawTalk.com. We have a great show next week. As always, 9 to noon, Pacific Standard Time, live. You can go to www.radiolawtalk.com and click on the live button. But thank you for having me back. Next week will be fun. We do a thing called Quick Takes.
Thank you, Fred, because I'm glad you talked us right up to
Quick Takes.
Quick Takes. And Todd, do you have your Quick Take
I
ready?
Do.
Here we go.
January 1st is not the beginning of the new year for me. It is April 1st when the baseball season starts. I don't want another stoppage on the minor league level. Get it worked out, folks.
Figure it out, fellas. All right, now the lovely Ms. Denise Dirks and her Quick Take. Denise?
We all heard about Free Britney, right? Hashtag Free Britney. Well, I'm here. Hashtag Let's Hear from Britney.
Well, that's a good idea.
Oh, on the Britney thing. Britney, I hope you get your way in your case. Because I miss the Britney days. Baby, one more time.
There you go.
We'll be back. Thanks for joining us next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.